The Trouble with the Cotton People, copyright 1984 by Ursula K. Le Guin, first appeared in the Missouri Review, Volume 7, Number 2, reprinted in Best Science Fiction of the Year, Volume 2, edited by Gardner DeZois. The Visionary, copyright 1984 by Ursula K. Le Guin, first appeared in Omni, reprinted as The Visionary, The Life Story of Flicker of the Serpentine, in Capra Back to Back, Volume 1, Capra Press. Deera, copyright 1984 by Ursula K. Le Guin, first appeared in Parabola, Myth and the Quest for Meaning, Volume 9, Winter. Time in the Valley, copyright 1985 by Ursula K. Le Guin, first appeared in The Hudson Review, a magazine of literature and the arts, Volume 37, Number 4, Winter 1984-85. It Was Never Really Different, copyright 1985 by Ursula K. Le Guin, first appeared in Whole Earth Review, July 1985. A song used in Chuma when damming a creek or diverting water to a holding tank for irrigation. Copyright 1985 by Ursula K. Le Guin, first appeared in Whole Earth Review, July 1985. A Bay Laurel song, copyright 1985 by Ursula K. Le Guin, first appeared in Whole Earth Review, July 1985. An Exhortation from the Second and Third Houses of the Earth, copyright 1985 by Ursula K. Le Guin, first appeared in Whole Earth Review, July 1985. End of Always Coming Home by Ursula K. Le Guin. Narrated by Suzanne Torin in the studios of American Foundation for the Blind, Incorporated, for the Library of Congress, May 1986, for special distribution as authorized by Act of Congress under Public Law 89-522, with the permission of the copyright holder and the publisher, Harper & Row Publishers, Incorporated, 10 East 53rd Street, New York, New York, 10022.
End of book.